You're listening to the Who Cares News for Monday, April 6, 2020. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Hey, good Morgan.
Hi-ho there. Social distancing neighbor.
Good morning. Random facts for you today.
Okie-doke.
There were sheep in Central Park in New York until 1934 when the city had them moved so people wouldn't eat them during the Great Depression. Wow.
Wow.
Must have been bad.
Okay.
The sheep. Speaking of animals, two types of fish are used in McDonald's filet of fish.
Really?
Yeah. They're from Alaska.
I guess it's cod.
Cod and hokie.
Hokie.
But hokie's not from Alaska. It actually originally comes from the coast of New Zealand.
Does it come from Pokey, New Zealand?
The press briefing room in the White House used to be an indoor swimming pool. It was installed in 1933, but President Nixon had it converted to the press room in 1970. I'm pretty sure he filled it all in because, you know. Mm-hmm. And speaking of McDonald's, in the 1960s, McDonald's actually considered changing their logo from the Golden Arches to something else.
Well, now I'm just hungry.
All right, there you go. Some random facts for today. It is time for the Who Cares News. What's going on?
Well, the social distancing life is unreal for Chrissy Teigen and John Legend.
It's unreal for everybody. Come on.
So today, Chrissy and John join Ellen DeGeneres for Ellen's first at-home episode.
Oh, this is her first episode?
First one.
She's been doing FaceTimes on Instagram.
Yeah.
So maybe those weren't episodes. Okay. All right. Yeah.
Now, according to Chrissy, social distancing has turned her into... I hadn't thought of this. She says that social distancing has turned her into one of Bravo's Real Housewives.
She's actually having to be a housewife.
She says, I feel like a real housewife now because I spent 3 hours on my makeup.
Oh, my God.
Then she goes, and then I did nothing to my hair, but now I'm pretending that it's just casual.
I love Chrissy Teigen.
She goes, She worked so hard for you today, by the way.
Take that, John.
But I bet she cooks for him.
Yeah.
Because she loves to cook.
She does love to
cook.
Yeah. Did you watch Joanna Gaines' new show yesterday?
I did. On the Food Network.
I think it's, you know, it was actually one that she cooked, she did with her kids. Her kids actually shot the video of her
making
recipes.
Well, it wasn't her new show.
Her new show is coming, though.
Yes, they previewed it.
Yeah. They redid an old grist mill in downtown Waco, and that's going to be where they...
It's gorgeous.
They shoot the show.
It's just...
A new
gorgeous
show coming to the Magnolia Network this fall.
I'm looking forward to it. And I actually enjoyed that special yesterday.
You know what?
It's very sweet.
We were a kid. We wanted our own cooking show. Did we not?
When I was a kid, it didn't dawn on me.
Oh, it did me, man. I'd like pretend when I'm making spaghetti that I was Graham Kerr, the Galloping Gourmet, when I was like 9.
My
mom
didn't watch cooking shows.
Yeah, man. I've been hooked on cooking shows.
It showed.
Since I was a wee one. Bottom line is that I am drawn, of course, to Jennifer Garner because I have a big, huge crush on her. But also because she has these Instagram lives where she does her pretend, she calls it a pretend cooking show. She actually cooks something, but it's in her kitchen.
Yes.
She's usually in her PJs and her glasses and, you know, she's just Jen. So anyway, I'm sorry. I digress. Cooking, Chrissy, John Legend,
Chrissy's
Ellen.
Funny. Yeah. Actually, she does like to cook. She's quite a fan of it. She's evidently very good at it.
Maybe she should do her own cooking show and drink. She's always fun when she's drinking.
Now, she admits that she hasn't done her makeup in a long time. And she says, and she says she has more energy than ever for her family because we have no choice. She goes, you're stuck.
Can you imagine these celebrities who have the hair and makeup people come to their house?
Uh-huh.
They do.
I'll bet you that Kim Kardashian's people still come to her
house. Oh, you know they do.
I bet they do.
They're not social distancing. We should call the cops. We should. We should call the cops. Hey,
well, we don't
they're
know
gathering
sure.
over there.
Gathering. All right. So Zac Efron.
Your buddy, your friend.
Not my buddy. He's just my crush.
Okay, your crush. Okay,
even
you're
though
right.
He's just... I can socially isolate with Zac Efron. Zac Efron admitted that he has no desire to get back in the extremely good shape he was in while filming the movie Baywatch.
Is that to say that he's not in good shape now? That he's let it go? That he's got the, I don't know, coronavirus bod?
That's what we're all going to have.
We're all going to have that.
Holy
Working
Toledo.
On mine right now, by God. Yep, man. That's me. Mm-hmm.
It's kind of like, well, it's like forced hibernation almost.
It is. It's at least 3 squares a day, and then we're having dessert.
Weight Watchers, Jimmy
have.
Craig, all that, they're going to be so busy when this is over.
Right, you're right. You're right.
So busy.
Yeah.
They're going to rake in the dough when this is over.
Oh, you mentioned dough. Oh, you know what you can make with dough.
Donuts. All right. Anyway.
Can't leave the house. They don't deliver.
Zach appeared on the latest episode of Hot Ones.
Sad emoji. Oh, okay. Back to Zach.
Yes.
Okay.
As he tried to choke down some spicy chicken wings.
I would never want to be on that show. Spicy food. But the premise is they give you 10 wings. They line them up.
Uh-huh.
And every wing has a different hot sauce on it.
No, thank you.
And they get progressively warmer till they get to like the insane.
You probably watched the same Halle Berry episode how many times now?
I've watched it a couple of times. A
couple or 10. Anyway, he filled in questions about his career as well as the body transformation he underwent to star alongside Dwayne The Rock Johnson in the 2017 film.
Well, he had to look good. He was up against The Rock.
Uh-huh.
Not going to do it anymore, right? He's not going to get in shape.
He says, I don't want to be in that good of shape again. Really, it was so hard. It's just stupid. Now, he's softened his position a bit, as we can all imagine.
Yeah.
Noting that he's glad his physique made the movie look good.
Oh, yeah.
And he even admitted he would do it again if the right project absolutely demanded it.
Which translates to the right amount of money.
Ka-ching. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. It has nothing to do with the right project. It has to do with the right paycheck.
Why do these guys go on this Hot Wings show?
I don't know.
I think it's masochistic. Is that the word I'm looking for? Masochistic? Yeah, masochistic.
Good word.
Anyway, there you go. Yep. Oh, do you know what? I read this this morning.
John Van Camp.
Oh, poor Halle Berry. Taking a lot of shade from viewers or from Instagram followers.
Uh-oh.
Because she had posted a little video of her little 6-year-old son, and he was wearing heeled boots. And somebody gave her a bunch of grief over
Uh-oh.
That. He was playing dress up. 6 years old. So what?
It happens.
She said, we're dress just trying to stay sane, you know?
Yeah.
So playing dress up is trying. You're 6.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah.
It wasn't like he was wearing high heels or nothing. And if he did, who cares?
What kid has not put on their mother's shoes?
Right. There you go.
I got a son who used to wear my high heels all the time.
Mad props, Halle Berry. We give her mad props every day anyway. And now we know, you know what? She's that much better of a mom because she didn't take no crap off of nobody on Instagram.
She doesn't take crap.
I'm just saying. Not funny at all, but there you go. I'm going to go home and try on my mom's shoes. All right. See you tomorrow.
Oh, my goodness.
With more frivolity. And
that's all the news you could care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.